You're listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast with Kyra Carlin. Learn to love you as you are now and quit waiting on someone else to tell you who you are. Be you unapologetically. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast. I am Kyra Carlin, and I am bringing you, I think, some fiery truth bombs today. So I am going to just call out the elephant in the room of the fact, how many times do you tell yourself that you are not going to give up? But then you give yourself a list of reasons why it's okay that this doesn't work for you. I'm going to talk about our mean girl. I talk about it a lot, but we have covered this topic multiple times. But I will say right now, I have found that people go through seasons. You go through seasons of maybe you have anxiety, maybe you have depression. And I find that it goes in waves, meaning like some days I am perfectly fine. And then other days it will come and go. And it's like different waves of 2 or 3 days at a time. And I will also find that it's similar to other people. So people that I look up to, or people that I'm around, people that I'm surrounding myself with, they will go through those same waves of it's just feeling like you're not enough, or feeling that you're trying so hard, but it's not making a difference in your everyday life. Or you're feeling like the goals that you're working towards, you're not getting towards them. And then you feel like, well, if I'm not getting to where I want to be right now, I might as well quit. I'm going to tell you right now, those lies that you are literally telling yourself is the reason that you are still in the place that you're at. And I say that with love. I say that with confidence because I know what it feels like. I have gone through these seasons and it comes and goes. And even just recently, just a couple weeks ago, I had an amazing week, but I set my temperature, you know, at medium. I'm used to having a medium or a mediocre life. I'm used to having like an average day or an average month, or if it's with sales or my fitness, like I'm just used to being average. And when I found myself having extra support, having extra accountability, having that extra success, I found myself pulling away. I found myself making myself small, or making myself fall into bad habits, making myself almost self-sabotage my success, because what if I actually do better? What if I do better? You know, it's not the fact that I'm afraid of doing better. What if doing better makes my standard higher and then I can't reach that next month? How many people can relate to that? Where if you do really well, like let's just say cleaning your kitchen, you know, like you can pick it up, you can do your dishes, wipe off the counter, that's your normal cleaning. But what if you get down to the nitty gritty, like sweep and mop and get in the cracks and the crevices that we don't like to clean out, or you clean out your fridge and all of the things that we kind of avoid doing, you find yourself doing that one time and then you think, well, I don't want to do this constantly, so I'm going to back down to my normal, just pick up, just wipe up the counters, just do the dishes. How many times have you found yourself going back to your average because you know it's sustainable? I'm going to call you out and say you want bigger goals. I use your kitchen as an example, but this like comes with your life, your fitness, your health, your business, whatever it is that you are waking up every single day with goals that you're wanting to set and achieve, and you're wanting to be a better whatever it is. Like maybe you want to be a better mom, maybe you want to be a better wife, and you do a couple things that make you appear extraordinary. And then you think to yourself, even subconsciously, I don't want to have to keep up to this standard. So I'm going to go back to what I know. I'm going to go back to what I'm comfortable with because I know I can sustain it. How many times have you done that? I'm going to say that was me. It was a wake up call this last week. I'm like, I literally pulled the reins back because I don't want to set the bar so high that I'm constantly struggling to get there. Friends, when you struggle, when it's hard, that's when you get the change. That's when you get that higher expectation. That's when you're reaching your goals. Whereas if you're just sitting by and like letting your normal, your everyday groundhog day of a life, like I can get up every day and I can do a workout, no problem. I can get up every day. I can drink my shake. I can eat my food. I can read my personal development. I can go through the motions, but I find myself feeling unfulfilled. I find myself reaching at old habits so that I can make them better, right? So let's say I go back to emotional eating. I found myself snacking this last month. Like, it was just not even like crap food, but just, oh, like I'm getting in the fridge to get the milk out. Oh, look, there's a handful of grapes. Like, I'm just going to eat them and I'm not going to count them. Oh, like I'm making my shake and here's an extra scoop of peanut butter that I wasn't going to use before, but I mean, it's already in the spoon, so I might as well just empty it off. It's those compound effects. This is just the same with your life and reaching your goals and setting your standards lower. So if you have a lower month, if you know, don't try as hard, it makes it appear when you have your quote comeback that you tried harder, when really you just made your standards lower. So when you gave a little extra effort, it looked like you went above and beyond. Friend, what if you just keep your regular efforts all the time and then you really set that bar extraordinary? Can you imagine the stuff that you could accomplish? Can you imagine the goals that you would want? I have girls all the time message me, I want to do what you're doing. And when I tell them, okay, I'm a health and fitness coach, I literally help women get healthy, but more than anything, I breathe life into them. I give them positivity. I give them encouragement. I give them tough love, telling them like, hey, sister, if you want change, that means you're going to have to show up every day. That means you can't just show up Monday and Tuesday and then expect to get paid for a full week. You have to show up every single day. And if you want to build a business out of this, then you're going to have to get outside of your comfort zone. You're going to have to show up for yourself. You're going to have to show people this is possible. And then on top of that, you are going to have to go out of your way and breathe life into people. And instantly, I get a no. I get a no because that's too much effort. And I'm like, well, if you don't put in more effort, you're going to be here 1 year from now. And if you find yourself listening to your mean girl of, I can't do that, like she's already done it, but I can't do that, like she's doing great, but I'm not good enough. Oh, I don't have that kind of computer. I don't have that kind of office space. My house doesn't look like hers. When you find yourself comparing what someone's doing compared to what you think you can, that's your mean girl breathing life into your negativity so she can keep you there. You know, you've heard about the crabs in a bucket. If someone is seeing you do better and they want to pull you back down, that can be yourself. It doesn't even have to be another person that you're hanging out with, the five people you surround yourself with, right? If you are breathing life into your negativity, that's all you're going to focus on. If you find yourself saying, I can't do this, I wish I could, I have tried, but I can't, that is you giving yourself a reason and an excuse to not get past your comfort zone, to not push harder, to not do better. This business, this life, it's not even just me as a health and fitness coach, meaning me as a person. If you are setting your standards so low just so you can checkmark that box, you are no different than your mean girl that's inside your head. You're letting your mean girl win by making you smaller. I'm going to tell you, friends, let me tell you what I've been fighting. This podcast of mine, I literally love it. Like, I usually sit in my bedroom in front of a mirror, or I sit in front of a window, or in my daughter's bedroom, and I just breathe from my heart. I just want to tell you all the things I'm feeling and let you know that like I'm struggling too and what I have found that helps me work. It's not that I'm a licensed professional and I have all the advice in the world. I haven't been doing this for 20 years, but what I have been doing is living a lie for 26 years. And then I finally opened up my eyes and said, I am tired of feeling like I don't matter. So I put forth an effort in my health. And then when my health started getting better, I put forth an effort in my mental health and that started getting better. And then I found myself being a better mom. I found myself actually caring for my husband. I found myself caring for other people and not being able to be quiet about the one thing that I was able to change, and that was myself. People go for outside sources all the time, right? So this is the reason I wanted a podcast. I wanted to be able to like just speak from my heart and breathe life into people and let them know that like, girlfriend, it's not wrong to struggle. You're supposed to struggle. If you weren't struggling, you wouldn't be doing something right. But it's not okay to give up when it gets hard. I want to remind you that like the beauty comes when you push past the hard. But that being said, my mean girl, these last couple weeks has been about my efforts in my business and my podcast being one of them. I really just want a movement of to be you unapologetically. That's why I called it this podcast is because I want people to quit looking at other people's feed or, you know, their surroundings or their neighbors or comparing themselves to their husband's coworker's wife. I don't want you thinking like, well, what is she doing? Should I be doing that? I want you to be yourself no matter what. Today is freaking National Unicorn Day, and I could not be happier. Not because I'm a unicorn, because clearly I am, but because maybe for one freaking day, people will be okay with being themselves. But when I was talking about my mean girl in this podcast, I was thinking like, Kyra, you're just getting on here and ranting on your podcast. It's like 10, 15 minutes long, maybe. Like other people have podcasts that are like 40 minutes long, 1 hour long. Like, do you really consider yourself a podcast host? Like, what do you think you're doing? And I kid you not, that same day that I put up a post about like, don't forget to check out my podcast. And I was like, dang, like, I feel like I'm letting so many people down because I'm only giving them like 10 or 15 minutes of content. And that same day, a follower messaged me and it was a screenshot of my podcast and was like, I just want to thank you so much. I'm a busy teacher. I only have like a 15, 20 minute drive to work. I love that you get in here, breathe fire, and you leave us like wanting to be a better person. And I legitimately cried and I messaged her and I was like, you don't know how much that means to me. Because in my head, I'm like, you're only putting up a 10 minute podcast. People want to listen to you for an hour. I mean, if you want to listen to me hour, didn't like binge watch them, like binge listen to them. But it was very much like a wake up call, like quit comparing your hard efforts to someone else's mediocre. Or don't think that what you are doing is mediocre because it looks like someone else is putting in a crap ton of work. I had to really like rein myself in from cussing there because I didn't put the explicit part on my podcast. So I like really have to focus. I just want you guys to know that. But it was very much like, you know what? I am tired of letting myself think that I'm being mediocre. It goes back to what I was saying. Like, if you set your standards so low so that when you just show up, it makes it seem like you're exceeding your expectations, sister, freaking have a wake-up call and try harder. Like, are you actually putting forth the effort? Are you actually breathing life into a solution versus the problem? Or are you just listening to those negative thoughts in your head, telling yourself you're not doing a good enough job, telling yourself that you are not good enough? Are you listening to those voices? Or are you shutting them down with being like, you know what? If you think I'm not good enough, let me show you. I can do better than what you think I can on an everyday basis. You're telling me you want to be better. You're listening to a podcast because you want to feel better about yourself. I'm telling you right now, listening to a podcast should be the thing that you do to be like, you know what? You're right. I can do better. I really can track my food better. I can show up better in the gym. It doesn't mean going longer, but are you really putting forth the actual effort? Are you paying attention? Are you focusing on your form? Are you getting down the moves that you need to in your business? Are you actually doing the follow-ups? Are you sending those messages like you're supposed to? If it's anything, your volunteer work, are you actually putting forth the effort that you're wanting so bad? If you are, then tell your mean girl to take a back seat and tell her to buckle up because you are about to take her for a ride because you're not going to settle for mediocre. I hope you guys know that I get in here and I scream and I yell, and it's because I'm so passionate of letting girls know that it is okay to want to do more. It is okay to want to be better. And it is okay to feel like right now you're stuck. Because if you feel like you're stuck, that means you know there's possibility for a change. It's the times when you don't know that you should be changing is when you should be scared. So when I message girls and they tell me no, they're okay, it just breaks my heart because I'm like, it's not that I'm saying you're not okay, but the fact that you are not wanting to push yourself, you're not wanting to grow in your life or in your business makes me sad for you because you don't realize the potential that you could have by just trying a little harder every single day. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.